I've never seen anything like it. You've never seen anything like it. Coach Cerutori has never seen anything like it. Mark last Saturday down on your calendar. Yep, November 11th, 2023, you saw the craziest Beaver hockey game ever. Since the Beavers started playing hockey in 1946, they've played just over 2,000 total games. I obviously haven't seen all of them. Either of you, but last Saturday was the craziest game that the Beavers have ever played. Coach Cerutori has coached in 824 games. Of those 824, I've been here for 711. Never seen anything like it. Down 4-0. Down big early for a fourth straight game. Bemidji State somehow defied all the odds. Came back to win it. If you were at the Sanford Center last Saturday night, you witnessed history. Bemidji State's biggest comeback in the Division I era. A game they had no right even being in, much less winning. They won. And it all started with the first one. That is why this is so unbelievable. We get it back. Lundman a drive. Blocked. Lundman gets it back. Feeds Jackson Jutting, who fans on it. Lundman should have just shot it.
Yeah, just shoot that puck.
Lundman gets it back. Shoots and scores. Shutout over. Beavers on the board, but it's still 4-1 Michigan Tech.
Well, for the first time tonight, I mean, it seemed inevitable they were going to score. They were pressing so much.
And then the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth can't be. Kyle Loaf pulls the puck free, gets it down Lumen, right back for Loaf, and a tap-in goal! Beavers cut it to a 4-2 lead! Kyle Loaf on the give and go, what a pass back to it! Beavers carried into the offensive zone, hard charging towards the goal, a shot and a goal! From Bemidji State! I believe that's Jackson Jutting. Ottertail power play goal. It's 4-3. Chase Pantola lost his stick. Beavers sent it back on the far side. A blocker save, rebound, and a goal. We're tied at 4. Literally, like, picked it right off of the blocker of Pantola. 4-4.
Set up by a great cross-ice pass and a one-timer that Pietola got the piece of.
I mean, the first one was kind of just a little bit of a good momentum boost for us. I mean, 4-0, we get one. It's like, okay, maybe there's a chance. And then a minute later, we get another one. Then it seems like all the momentum's in our favor. And then right before the end of the second, we get a third one. And then just in the locker room after that, I mean, we all knew that we had a chance to come back. And we had all the momentum. And I'm sure in their locker room there, we're stressing out a little bit, so. And then we get the fourth one to start the third, and then, Polkamp gets that fifth one to win it with 3 minutes left. It was insane.
Polkamp back to the left circle, now left wall, again for Leighton Road. Road plays it back for Polkamp. Polkamp gets it to his forehand with a shot. He scores! Polkamp goes far side, that's glove side. Beavers lead it 5-4.
Got that quick release, and it was in a great spot through traffic, low to the ice, hard for Pieta to see it, and the comeback is complete.
Well, getting down 4-0 really isn't a good plan, and a good way to win a game, the Beavers found a way to pull it off. Can they use that win as a little momentum as we head towards the third month of the season? You don't know that, I don't know that. Nobody knows that. But I do know we all witnessed history last Saturday night. Here's to hoping that tonight's game a little more ho-hum. How about a 3-1 Beaver win with very little to no drama? I'd take it. Something tells me this game will be filled with drama. Corner Bar pregame show. Beavers and Mavericks from Minnesota State. Next on the Beaver Radio Network.